This is the entrance to the high-speed train linking Madrid with Barcelona, Seville, and Malaga. Normally, there would be dozens of taxis and cars right here, dropping people off, rushing into their trains. Not this day. Not for long-distance trains and not for commuter trains either. In Madrid and other major cities, minimum services for the general strike meant far fewer trains than normal and large crowds waiting.
I'm going to the university because some teacher said that they are going to work, but I'm waiting for the train because it's not coming, so I don't know when I'm going to get there.
Outside at the bus stop, same story. Long lines, few buses. Unions say industry slowed for the day, with electrical consumption down about 17%. Many stores and restaurants closed. Traffic, while lighter than normal, was brisk, as many people tried to get to work in their cars. But the union protesters had a plan to block that tactic, too, with bicycles. Outnumbered police were in no mood to cede ground.
They don't want the working class to be united. We've been oppressed for a long time, and now this is the first general strike in 8 years.
The workers are angry about the government's deficit-cutting austerity plan and labor reforms. The socialist government, seeing its traditional allies, the unions, on strike, offered a moderate stance.
Los servicios mínimos están cumpliendo con normalidad.
All public services are being met despite the strike. Even though there have been minor problems throughout the day, the government is satisfied that the strike has not created major disruptions.
This union machinist remembers the strikes his father, an auto worker, took part in to win labor rights years ago. He says he doesn't want to lose ground now, even as others see the reforms as necessary and inevitable.
What we cannot do in Spain is to take a step back. Every time we do that, it takes us years to recuperate. A small mistake takes us years to do over.
The unions claimed a 70% following for the strike. A large demonstration in Madrid later in the day aimed to show the union's muscle. The government has offered to negotiate, but union leaders demanded a complete government about-face.